When I hear the voices of my ancestors, it's beautiful and it gives me flight. Good morning, and a big thank you to KNBA Radio for creating space within the Morning Line program for South Central Foundation to share on topics related to Domestic Violence Awareness and Action Month, which is nationally recognized for the month of October. South Central Foundation Family Wellness Warriors Initiative is an Alaska Native created and led movement with a goal to end domestic violence, child sexual abuse, and child neglect in the state of Alaska in this generation. Through our trainings, Alaska Native people are leading the way in breaking the silence to end cycles of abuse, and that is why it's so important for us to be a part of that message during Domestic Violence Awareness and Action. Huaka, Huingapali, Chuchtun Atcha Napiriuk, Ilanka Javaramiungut. My name is Polly and my Chupik name is Napiriuk. My family originates from the village of Chivak. And today I'm a learning and development associate with Family Wellness Warriors Initiative. And also, I am a mom to three young ones who are learning from me every day. They are learning from my words, learning from my tone, learning from my stories, and learning from what I model for them every day. And today, I will be sharing stories around the strength of our Alaska Native values and how they relate to the healthy raising of children and family. We know through what science and studies have shown us over the years, and perhaps we also know through our own observations within our families, that our children are greatly impacted by what they see, what they hear, and what's modeled for them. These are templates that they're going to carry into the rest of their lives. For example, studies show us that generational patterns of parenting exist, and behaviors of harm and abuse that happen in the home are often seen and learned by the child. But let's think about this in another way. So are our strengths, our resilience, our positive words and actions. Those are things that are learned by our children. They give strength and identity to the next generations. And this is what our Alaska Native culture teaches us as well. One of the ways that I learned and absorbed teachings as a small child were through the stories and the oral tradition of my aunties and grandparents. And these are messages that flow long before textbooks and scholarly degrees. Our Alaska Native people communicated life and strength through oral tradition. And with that, I wanted to share some of the stories that impacted me along the way. As a little girl, maybe 5 years old, I remember some of the first things I learned how to do to help my family at camp. Some of those subsistence activities were to pluck birds, cut fish, and wash fish heads on the edge of the Kuskokwim River. And these were activities that I learned early on, and they were learned through observing my loved ones. I remember first learning how to cut fish on the dock on the edge of the Kuskokwim River. And I began to watch my aunties as a young child as they made their perfect and beautiful cuts on their fish. Pretty soon, I was old enough to learn how to hold the ullok in my own hands, the ullok being a traditional women's knife used to cut fish and to cut meat. And my aunties would help me hold the ullok in my hand and help me with my cuts. And pretty soon, I got to the age where I was able to try to cut fish on my own. And even though my cuts weren't perfect and the knife frequently tore a hole through the skin of the fish, I remember the loving praise coming from my aunties as they would say words such as, "Wow, your cuts look really nice. You're doing a good job. You cut fish so good. You are a fast learner." And hearing the gentle praise and the loving words coming from my aunties inspired me, and I wanted to keep learning how to cut fish. I was able to learn through observation and the praise of their loving words, and today, cutting fish is one of my favorite activities. In fact, my children, who are now 6, 8, and 10, I've taught them how to cut fish in the same ways that I learned from my aunties. And it's like I can hear the voice of my aunties in my voice today as I teach my children. Wow, your cuts are so nice. You are a fast learner. Next, I wanted to share a story that I heard from an elder who told me many stories and taught me many things over the years. He is a strong Yupik elder from a Yukon River village. He was teaching a room full of small children, and as they sat around and listened to his stories, he asked the question, "Why do you have your hands?" The elder said to me, "I was trying to remind the children that they can make things with their hands. They can pick berries with their hands, and they can help people with their hands." The elder said, "People were always working with their hands, and it was a way of life. With their hands, they gathered from the land. They cut fish, prepared foods, mended nets. They protected people, all using their hands." He said, "We must remind our children what their strengths are and what their hands can do." His story really reminded me of being a small child, probably 5 years old. I remember when my grandfather would take me out onto the Kuskokwim River to drift net for salmon. I would quietly watch as he drifted slowly, rowing his handmade wooden boat, eventually pulling in the net when it wiggled with life full of salmon. I did not realize at the time that he brought me, a small child, along with him, so I could observe him, just as all his daughters once had when they were little. Since my grandfather had many daughters and few sons, he taught them early on to do what was traditionally men's work, such as drift netting, hunting, and getting wood. They learned as children to do those things through watching him, and this was the knowledge he was offering me. I, too, was watching and learning from my grandfather. So in closing, it's important to keep your family strengths, your resilience, and your stories. Continue to model the idea that our words, our actions, our strengths have great impact on our little ones, and the idea that our hands are good, our hands are strong, our hands can protect. Once again, thank you to KNBA for creating a space for South Central Foundation Family Wellness Warriors Initiative to talk about family, relationship, and strengths. Please join South Central Foundation for the virtual commencement of Domestic Violence Awareness and Action Month, featuring Alaska Native cultural performances and special guest speakers Commissioner Amanda Price and the Executive Director for the Alaska Native Heritage Center, Emily Edenshaw, and a welcome from South Central Foundation leadership. Tune in to the commencement and hear how communities in Alaska are rising up to stand against abuse while creating a safe future for healthy generations. The link to view the commencement is available today on the South Central Foundation Facebook and Instagram pages. Thank you very much, and we will see you all again.